Yesterday morning, I sat at the credit gate of the Delta Terminal in Memphis, Tennessee, and I read the words of today's Gospel from Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" And he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and sea obey?" A thunderstorm was raging outside the window as I read, and I could watch my plane home being buffeted by high winds and pelting rain. Sigh, where is Jesus when you need him? It wouldn't be so bad if it were a mere matter of an additional half hour. The problem was that I'd been stranded now for 20 hours, ever since the air conditioner on my flight the day before broke and they couldn't find a replacement part. Unlike the disciples of Jesus, I wasn't really in a state of fear, more a mounting sense of panic about all the things I had lined up on the other side of the lake, a place I eagerly wanted to get to, a place I'd been away from for quite a long time, and my patience was wearing thin. I could feel my stomach clenching as my ears were assaulted by announcement after announcement, echoing from the microphones of various gate agents surrounding me. It's kind of hard to attend a scripture in this state. But here is the tiny insight that came to me in the situation. There are two calmings that Jesus attempts in this short passage, the calming of the winds and the sea, and the calming of outraged disciples who can't believe he is sleeping while all this is going on. As the words of an old Christian pop rock song go, sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms the child. It would be nice if Christ consistently did both, if the storms of life would cease and we could be at peace. But maybe the two don't always come together and probably shouldn't be hinged. Sometimes the storm may be calmed, but sometimes it may just be me that is calmed in the midst of the storm. And which would really be the greater miracle? A song came to my mind in that moment, a song from long ago, one that I used to sing to my now grown son back when he was just a baby and crying in the middle of the night. And I know it may sound a little hokey, but I sang it to myself in the airport and found it remarkably helpful, kind of like a calm word arising from the hull of my quivering ship. And I want to pass it on right now to you for whatever storms you might be facing in your life this very day. May peace be with you. I'm quiet, I'm calm, I'm at ease. I'm quiet, I'm calm, I'm at ease. Right here and right now, I'm at peace with myself. I'm quiet, I'm calm, I'm at ease. I am quiet, I am calm, I'm at ease. I am quiet, I am calm, I'm at ease. Right here and right